Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show. And on your smart speaker, just ask it to play WILK News Radio. Thanks for sticking with us. I know my voice is struggling through, and don't sound the same, but I'm trying to get you what the information we can. It's 5:10, 71 degrees here on this Thursday, September 25th. There is another line of showers moving through our area, but they should be through. I did see some video of some heavy flooding in our area. We were under tornado warning for just east of us, Wayne and Sullivan County, New York. So, hopefully everybody came out of it okay. I did see I had another dead tree down in my backyard, but there was really just some rain, not even severely heavy rain. I mean, it was coming down good, but nothing crazy. I saw some of the flooding in Scranton in the valley. Let us know if you were affected by any of that because I did not see it up by us. And then coming in today, it really was not much into the office here. So, looking at some news stories here. Here's something that will rile you up because it raised my eyebrow. A new bill in Washington would crack down on bureaucrats working more than one government job at the same time. Yeah. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa is rolling out a new bill to crack down on government employees who are working more than one civil service job simultaneously, unless they have permission to do so. I find it hard to believe. How do you work more than one civil service job at the same time? While existing law prohibits full-time government workers from obtaining more than one federal position concurrently without permission, the Hawkeye State Republican is hoping to tighten those rules via the Dismantling Double Dippers Act, which would require annual audits of payroll records. In tandem with the new bill, Ernst said that, who chairs the Senate DOGE caucus, urged the Office of Personnel Management to study the extent to which government employees are double dipping. Now, is this so much of a problem that they have to create a new law because of it? That's the first thing I asked myself. The public who is paying the salaries of federal employees and contractors deserve access to this information, and the federal government, she wrote in a letter to the OPM director, obtained by journalists. Because OPM oversees policies relating to hiring and managing the federal workforce, your agency is best situated to provide the leadership necessary to increase transparency and to stop the time card fraud by double-dipping bureaucrats. Despite the existing rules against civil servants having more than one government job, there have been multiple known instances of workers managing to hold several federal positions at the same time. For instance, between 2021 and 2024, a Department of Housing and Urban Development worker had several full-time contractor gigs with the federal government and at times even billed Uncle Sam for more than 24 hours of work in a single day. That worker, Chrissy Monique Baker, pled guilty in July to making fraudulent claims about the work hours she put in, costing taxpayers an estimated $225,000 in losses. She worked at HUD, AmeriCorps, and the National Institute of Health, and at one point claimed to have done 26 hours worth of work on 13 days in a single month. Another case cited by Ernst entailed an NSA contractor who had filed another Department of War contract at the same time and pled guilty in 2014, bilked taxpayers $65,000, and submitted 79 fraudulent timesheets. The GOP senator also pointed to a case that didn't involve actual double dipping, but is thematically relevant. It involved a top policy advisor at the EPA who claimed to have been moonlighting in another role at the CIA. John Beale, who was sentenced to 32 months in jail back in 2014, managed to keep the scheme going for 13 more years and ripped off taxpayers to the tune of $900,000, according to prosecutors. While claiming to be carrying out critical missions for the CIA, he would actually go on jaunts overseas or relax at his vacation home in Massachusetts. This wasn't a case of moonlighting per se, but the EPA should have known such an arrangement was illegal and better monitored the whereabouts and productivity of one of their senior staff members, the senator argued. To better enforce existing law, the Dismantle Double Dippers Act would require OPM's official watchdog to conduct an annual audit cross-checking government payrolls. The senator also asked OPM to make information about government job titles and descriptions available to the public. Now, wouldn't you think that the Office of Personnel Management would currently do an annual check of payrolls to see if the same person is getting two separate checks from two separate entities? Wouldn't that just be normal process? I would hope it would be. But I guess it's not, in the fact that we even need a law to strengthen existing law, because look at the cases I just presented to you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Just one of those things that continuous makes you shake your head and go, hey, dig into those. Thankfully, they caught these individuals. But the fact that it was ongoing for so long and the fact it was that amount of taxpayer dollars just goes to show you how far behind we are in looking at this stuff. One of the other things, first of all, a couple of things that I want to clear up. I've gotten a lot of message on my social media and such. These grand jury indictments, oh, they're going to indict James Comey. They're going to indict this person. They're going to indict that person. Listen, from someone with a little experience in grand juries, no one knows what a grand jury is going to do until the grand jury does it. So grandstanding anything is nothing but nonsense. If they have evidence to bring to a grand jury and a grand jury does indict anyone, be it James Comey, Letitia James, I don't care who it is. If a grand jury sees the evidence enough to indict them, then present the evidence and let it speak for itself. Stop the nonsense of leaking to media saying, we have word from an unnamed source that a grand jury is going to indict. First of all, no one knows what the grand jury is going to do. Not even the attorneys bringing the case to the grand jury. The only people who know what the grand jury is going to do is the grand jury after they did it. So stop the nonsense of somebody's going to get indicted. We're expecting an indictment here. First of all, if you're expecting an indictment, you're looking at the wrong place because no one knows what's going to happen. And by its very nature, grand jury proceedings are secret. So again, no one knows what a grand jury is going to do. So there's that. The other thing is, yes, the entire Tylenol issue with pregnancy and autism. Did it declare a White House press conference with the president himself? No, it didn't. Did what he say, was what he said controversial? No, I don't believe it was, because I actually looked at the evidence that the White House was basing it on. And again, I think the president doing it flanked by his NIH and Dr. Oz and all these other people was overkill and a lot of PR pomp and circumstance that didn't need to happen. This could have easily been done by the NIH or the one of the multitude of healthcare agencies we have. Put out an advisory saying, hey, based on some information in these studies from highly credible organizations, here's what we're suggesting. But you've seen how far this has gone. It went to hysteria. And all the headlines are the president says, the president's determined, the president did this. No, the president was just advising you what Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Mount Sinai, and the NIH studies have recommended. That there may be a correlation between the increased use of Tylenol, acetaminophen, and autism. And it's interesting because you had a lot of these whack jobs. Pregnant women who happen to be whack jobs, and I would look into that if I was one of their mental health agencies in their jurisdiction, taking Tylenol just to spite President Trump. And then it turns out that a 2017 post from Tylenol themselves surfaced just a few days ago. This was March 7th of 2017. Tylenol posted this, unrelated to any of this, obviously. We actually don't recommend using any of our products while pregnant. Thank you for taking the time to voice your concern today. And that was in 2017. So even Tylenol themselves say, we don't recommend you take our products if you're pregnant. Now, if your doctor says, hey, it's fine to take Tylenol, listen, I've had to switch between all from naproxen to Advil to Aleve to Tylenol to the whole gamut, depending on what kind of procedure you're getting or what affects what, especially with your heart or blood thinners and everything like that. be guided by your doctor. But there is enough evidence. And again, the studies cited here, which I posted on my Facebook page and said, listen, I'm not taking a position one way or another. But these studies are worth paying attention to. And again, one's from Harvard. Using acetaminophen during pregnancy may increase a child's autism and ADHD risk, from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. One of the other studies, taking Tylenol during pregnancy associated with elevated risks of autism and ADHD, and that's coming through Johns Hopkins University. Mount Sinai study supports evidence that prenatal Tylenol may be linked to autism and ADHD. And the NIH, use of negative controlled exposure analysis, evaluate co-founding, an example of acetaminophen while pregnant. So here's studies from valid organizations. I think we could all agree there, right? Harvard School of Medicine, Johns Hopkins, Mount Sinai, the NIH. That's worth paying attention to. Now, did it mandate a grand Oval Office, hey, we're going to sign this warning for aspirin labels? No, it didn't. But look at the reaction it got, to where you had pregnant women. I mean, your job is to protect your baby, even while pregnant. And as parents going forward, I don't care how old your kids get. To start downing, and there's reports, you know, people made them sick from it. And then you find a post from Tylenol themselves in 2017 saying, we recommend you don't take Tylenol at all, any of our products, if you're pregnant. If your doctor says otherwise, then that's fine. There is nothing wrong with the warning label or an extra warning in regards to this based on this. Now you have some people in the medical field saying these are more recent studies. There's not long enough to really make any determination. Listen, if Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Mount Sinai, and the NIH says this may cause an issue, so maybe be advised, I'd pay attention. I don't care how it was. It's as simple as that. But because it's this president, because it's the turmoil that we're in, look at the fallout that happened because of a simple warning. Now, again, did the Trump administration feed into it by making this some big announcement? Yes, absolutely. Was there anything wrong with that announcement? Absolutely not. Is that announcement science-based? Well, based on these studies that I actually read, I'd say there is. But again, you make that decision for your doctor. I'm not taking one stance one way or another. But I think, yes, there is enough evidence here for me to say, if someone close to me was pregnant, I'd say you might want to read these studies. Just my two cents.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching in vain. inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.